Hello and welcome to Exhortations. This program is brought to you by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earl and I'll be your speaker. Today on Exhortations, we'll be talking about overcoming ingratitude and selfishness. We first want to consider the idea how we are to never forget. In Psalm 103 in verse 2, the Bible says, "Forget not all his benefits." Forgetfulness is contrary to gratitude. Though Joseph befriended him, the butler forgot him in Genesis chapter 40 and verse 23. And in Luke 17 verses 11 through 19, we see that only one of the 10 cleansed lepers remembered to not forget. How different were the men of Jabesh-Gilead who never forgot Saul's kindness in 1 Samuel 31, 1 through 13. Blessed are those who give without remembering, and those who can receive without forgetting. We see this example in 1 Samuel 31, 1 through 13, and then again in chapter 11, verses 1 through 15. As you think about ingratitude and selfishness and how to overcome these things, we have to remember not to major on our troubles. We need to count our blessings and not our bruises. Yet, how often do we major on our troubles and on our hardships rather than on our blessings? We even date matters from a given tragedy. We say things like, "That's the year the tornado happened," and things such as that. We are to never major or to never focus upon all the troubles we have in this life. Think about how much better off we would be, or how much better off we are, we might say, than so many others today, and yet we still focus on our troubles. We should count the blessings that we do have, rather than concentrating on what you do not have. We see in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 8, the Bible says, "And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content." In Hebrews 13 and verse 5, the Bible says, "Be content with such things as you have." Yet so often we fail to remember the things with which we are so remarkably and amazingly blessed. A mother and father gave a sizable gift to the church in memory of their son who was killed in World War II. And when the gift was announced, a mother whispered to her husband, "Let's give the same amount for our boy." The husband replied, "Our boy didn't lose his life." The mother then replied, "That's the point. Let's give it as an expression of gratitude for sparing his life." This is just an example of some ways and some attitudes we should have concerning the blessings of God. This mother had not lost sight of the fact of what she did have. How many times do we sing, but how seldom do we practice the words of the song, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done." We should try and count our spiritual blessings, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. There is God's Son, then the incomparable church, the Word of God, the Bible, the exceeding great and precious promises, the sustaining hope of heaven, our conversion, and on and on. We should also try and count our physical blessings. There are our families, our health, our food, shelter, clothing, our freedom, the beauty of the world, and on it goes. We will come to see that our blessings truly are beyond measure. Consider how detestable ingratitude really is. In Romans 1 and verse 21, the Bible says, "Neither were thankful." This is one of the many sins on the black list of sins and the characteristics of the Gentile world. And describing the evil times of the last days, along with many other transgressions, Paul says men will be unthankful, 2 Timothy 3 and verses 1 through 5. We should not take the commonplace things in this life, we should not take those things for granted. We are so thankless because many times we are so thoughtless. Think, T-H-I-N-K, and think, T-H-A-N-K, come from the same root word. And in our thinking, it is so easy to to let the commonplace and ordinary blessings of life be forgotten and unappreciated. For example, if the sun did not rise one morning, we would all become frantic. But what about all the many days, day after day, that the sun did rise? Do we daily stop to think that such takes place by the grace of God, and then pause and thank Him for the same? Consider an authentic Kentucky, quote, recipe for washing clothes. And this will help us to appreciate these commonplace conveniences that we are so prone to take for granted. All those commonplace things such as washing machines, clothes dryers, electrical lights, televisions, radios, all those things. Consider there are 12 steps listed in this recipe for washing clothes. It includes building a fire, filling the kettle with rainwater, setting up tubs so that the smoke doesn't blow into your eyes, putting cake soap in a bill in water, sorting clothes into three piles, putting flour in cold water to smooth, then thin down with bill in water, rub dirty spots on board, scrub hard, then bile, rub colored, but don't bile, just rinse and starch. Spread tea towels on grass, hold old rags on fence, hang old rags on fence, pour wrench water, I assume that's dirty water, on flower bed. Scrub porch with hot soapy water, turn tubs upside down, go put on clean clothes, smooth hair with side combs, brew a cup of tea and sit and rest and rock a spell and count blessings. All a part of this recipe for cleaning clothes. So we think about overcoming ingratitude and selfishness. We need to do away with murmuring and complaining. Philippians 2 verse 14 tells us, do all things without murmurings and disputings. And we also should realize that we are recipients. And never forget the giver and all the many gifts we have in this life. James 1 verse 17 tells us, all that we have received is from God. And we also are reminded that we should never forget the giver of the gift. As we think about ingratitude and selfishness, we find examples all around us today. But let us never be those who are showing and displaying ingratitude and selfishness. Instead, let us be those who are grateful and thankful for all that the Lord has given us and all that He has done for us. Thank you for listening today to Exhortations. Our motto here on Exhortations comes from Hebrews 3 and verse 13, one that we might remember every day. Here in verse 13, the Bible says, but exhort one another daily while it's called a day, lest any of you be hardened to the deceitfulness of sin.